Joe has, bro.
S-C-U.
You are now listening to Shattercast. Uncut. Prepare to be shattered. With your hosts, Matt Baldwin, Skullface, Greg for Mercy, Oscar NJ Boy, T2RX6, Mega 81. Welcome to Shattercast.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Shattercast Uncut, episode 46. We're 46. We're not sure what's more bizarre. The fact that we're in a relationship with one of our daughter's closest friends from high school, or that we just had a rectal exam and a prostate exam, and we enjoyed it way more than we thought we would, and way more than we told our friends we did, and the gentleman that did it had extremely chubby fingers. With that being said, I'd like to introduce my cast. We're still down one. We're still waiting for Oscar to finish up his situation and get back to us with open arms. But I did happen to see that he got an Optimus Prime robe. So that's pretty fucking awesome. In the meantime, though, Antoine Lewis, how are you this evening?
What's going on? Gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving, man.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. No time, man.
I did not expect that from him. I really did not expect that.
Yeah, that guy, gobble, gobble was almost too much for him.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Deluxe, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How y'all everybody doing? Happy birthday, Oscar.
Yes. Yay. We're recording on Oscar's birthday. Maybe that's why he got that prime robe for his birthday.
Birthday.
Greg for Mercy, how are you, good sir?
Busy, tired. Good though.
Good.
Good.
And Mr. T2RX6, how are you?
As always, living the dream.
So living the dream.
Take that.
T2RX6 picked up a cliche book this weekend. So it's Thanksgiving week, and we wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. And it's Black Friday when you're hearing this. So go ahead and strong arm a soccer mom for that Blu-ray player and get yours.
Yep. I hope you're listening to this while you trample the person in front of you.
Because you're cold, you're hungry, and nobody understands your plight.
$350, $100 at Walmart.
What is it?
Xbox 360 is $100 at Walmart on Black Friday.
Oh, 360. I was like, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
What? I quit my job and go get me an Xbox One.
I know. So we still have T-shirts, hoodies, bumper stickers. Your holidays are right around the corner. Do yourself a favor and get yourself a little treat. Shirts are $25. Hoodies are $50. Bumper stickers are $8, and I think, or 10, and then the refrigerator covers are 8. And that's all shipped to your door domestically.
Hey, Bob, guess what?
What?
We got 100 followers on Instagram, man.
Whoa. Nice. Yeah. We are what the French call a big deal. Shout out to Decepticon Click. I'm sure they're a big part of making that happen for us. So did anybody get anything? Let's start with Greg for Mercy.
I got another Quint Judge. I got that Death's Head finally after much deliberation. And I got an Iger Beachcomber who left my hands as soon as I got him because it was a flip. It was a total flip. Hmm. But it counts. It was mail I got today. So I think that was it, yeah.
Nice. Antoine, what'd you get?
I got the TSC Hydrant.
How do you like it?
He's pretty cool. Not perfect, but he's a big boy, man.
How ridiculous are the forearms?
Yeah. Jonas is big.
Can I translate what Antoine just said for everybody?
Yes.
Okay. It's not perfect, but it's not Ebola.
Let me ask this: if Hydrant were to go looting in Ferguson, how much could he store in his cab?
A couple 50 inters.
I don't mean that. And not for nothing. For everybody in Ferguson, or if you are in that area, you know, stay safe. And not only that, for that guy's family, and also for the fire and police and military personnel. You are in our thoughts.
And please don't be looting a store while listening to Shattercast.
Yes. Yes. as long as you download it, legally, I'm okay with it.
And for that one tactfully placed African American news anchor, you're not safe either.
Yeah. Saying. How about that? Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Just.
It's like it's like all white news anchor. You know, cast.
You're the red shirt of the news team. Just letting you know.
Like, now we're gonna go to our special reporter on assignment, Tasha.
And then clank. And
it's that dude from the fucking G.I. Joe podcast.
I am not quite sure what is happening out here, but there is shit on fire. And there are people going into the Walgreens and taking whatever they want.
Agent Venom is gone now.
Stay safe if you're in the town, and you know, not to get too political, but everybody fucking lost in that situation. Okay, nobody won, so don't think that anybody did, because it was a fucking loss all the way around. T2RX6, what'd you get this week?
I got some repro labels, whichever one you want to call them. Got some filler pieces for various Transformers, and I actually got, you know, that on the third party panel we saw the Battle Beast thing made of sandstone. Well, I got one of those, and it's actually kind of cool. Like, it's a neat little statue. So I don't think I'm getting any more of them, but I may actually go in on like this Lizardo and stuff like that later. So
are you gonna review it?
I guess so. I mean, there's really not much to say about it since it's a statue. But, yeah, but
I think a lot of people would be interested in that, man, because that's one of those things that's like, it's like for some reason that $10 really seems to hurt for some reason. Like, when you know what I mean? Like, you're like pre-order something for $100 and not think twice about it, but you get to something like that, you're like, I don't know.
Exactly, and I do think it'll be something I review just for the sake of showing, like, well, here's the in-person thing. Like, you see the sandstone whatever on Shapeways' website, this is what it actually looks like in person. You know, be your own judge from
that. Don't shake that motherfucker up.
So.
Yeah.
That magic sand.
Yeah, magic sand.
It's pretty cool.
Is that T-Rex one out yet?
Yeah, you know? That's the one.
Oh, totally. Purple, I want that.
The purple T-Rex holding his other arms. That's the only reason I got it, because I love that little T-Rex holding his arms.
As soon as the show's over, I'm ordering that too then. Right. That's the only
one. Money bags now. God dang.
All right,
it's like, I'll take this, take that. I'm not going to sell shit.
Re-release of Takara G1 Starscream. I don't know. I'm gonna buy it anyway.
Didn't you? I'll
do anything with Starscream.
I'll stop off at Jared on the way home.
Me? More stuff? No, just the filler pieces and stuff.
Oh, okay. I thought you got that. I thought you got that TFC set.
Which TFC set?
For Uranus.
Oh yeah. Well, that's what I was talking about. The add-on parts. I didn't get the whole set for the Uranus. I got the clip piece that actually makes his back stuff hold together, which is not bad. It just friction fits on. And the thing that actually lets you attach the SR-71's jet into his robot mode, but I haven't actually done that because it does take some drilling of the Shapeways part. So that'll be TBD. So.
Gotcha. Real quick on the repro label thing. I listened to this interview on, I think it was TFYLP. And they had one of the guys from Reaper Labels on there, and it is fucking Reaper Labels. But what was funny, because it's reproduction of labels or some shit, right? But what's funny is he was saying Repro Labels the whole time, and the guy that was asking him the interview questions like the entire time kept calling it Reaper Labels, like just total just total disregard for everything he was saying.
Which guy was on?
Don't listen.
What's that, Greg?
Who was on? Which one?
I think it was a guy, the bald dude.
Duron.
Yes.
Was the Repro Labels guy?
I think it was Aaron.
Was it Aaron? Because that's fixed, because Brycey's on that show. And now Brycey's a fucking admin of the Repro Labels group. And I've been fucking trying to get those motherfuckers to come on and just say fucking two words. Mm. And I ain't heard shit back. And now that Brycey's fucking involved, they're doing TFYLP, man. That's some shit. That's some fucking. I'm gonna fucking riot. I call for a riot.
I myself, I don't believe I've received anything. I got some stuff coming this week, but
yeah, I didn't either, Bobby. But thank you.
Oh shit, that's right. I forgot all about the Lux. That's probably what. Did you get any more night lights?
Hey, I'll leave it to come when I live with you. You know, so you can we can find each other in that big ass basement of yours.
Be hard finding you.
No, I didn't get anything. Yeah, like I said, I got stuff coming, hopefully, but you know, my pile of loose is just sitting there. But oh well.
That's what she said.
What do you have in the pile of loot now?
I think I got Wheeljack, GXs, you know, the four that came with that one.
Gross.
And
you still don't have that yet? Oh man.
No, I'm waiting. They're sitting there. And I got something else too. And I'm waiting for there's a shitload that I have in pile of loot just waiting. But you know, they're not hitting.
Matt, I don't want to like down you or anything, but like, or not down you, but bring you down. But that's a damn good place for that wave. Nightbeat is actually my favorite one. Like, yeah. My least favorite mold is my favorite figure out of that wave.
Well, what's pissing me off? You know, they're here at the stores. You know, they're actually, I've seen them, you know, quite a few times.
Oh yeah, they're warming. I got them all except Windblade at my store. Just chilling.
Yeah, I mean, I've had them in my pile of loot for God almost a month. I've had Wheeljack, you know, he's been in there at least a month. I'm just waiting for, you know, Warbitron to come out, some other stuff, Chromia and RC, some other stuff to come out, but nothing's hit. They're getting pushed back. And I'm just like, I'm telling you, they're going to hit hard. There's going to be like a bunch of shit this time.
Now, did you email them and tell them who you were?
Yes. I said Greg from Mercy.
Subject line, Hill Hath, right? Oh, we know. He's like, oh, she's trying to return this fucking Warpatron again. mark that shit as red and move it on over to the process folder.
that's what they said. Shit, he's trying to return everything. God damn it.
I didn't get anything, but, I didn't get anything, but I think I received some stuff. Wait, Matt, watch your mic.
It's actually Antoine.
Oh, Antoine, watch your mic. Antoine.
Is he picking up?
Antoine.
Antoine. Did you have a toothpick or something?
Not Antoine. His code.
Antoine, put it on mute and then scratch that cheese off it.
That's what you do to the toothpick.
What?
you got some rumble rabble going on over there. Anyway, I didn't get any. I don't think I got anything, but some boxes did come in, and I did recently submit my Christmas list, so I may have actually got something and just not be aware of it. So we shall see. I made my Christmas list for my wife to like give to her family, because if she doesn't, like, they'll end up getting me like fucking Spider-Man coloring books, you know, kind of like my dad. Nerds, right? but
that sounds awesome.
But the I don't know. I think it was some play art stuff. I could be wrong. We'll see. The box kind of looked play artsish to me.
Did you get your dad's present yet?
I did not, and I ended up throwing in at the last minute. I threw Utopia on there. Like, what the fuck? At least you know, worst case scenario, she didn't get it.
Right. It's so tempting, anyway, though. It's so tempting.
Ugh. So to continue last week's discussion, X-Transbots. Megatron.
Were you about to say Abomination?
No, I was going to say that's Apollyon or whatever it is, but then I was like, fuck it. So the big, like, you know, drama of the week was this company, Masterforce, which I guess is just like a Transformer dealer, or it's actually just a toy dealer overall in Europe, is reluctantly carrying X-Transbots Megatron, and they have made it a point to let their customers know how reluctant they are about it. Actually, I'm going to read it. Go ahead. Yeah, it's going
to
be good.
When you go to read it, I just wanted to interject this before. If you click on that link, you'll notice they have edited that statement quite a bit.
Oh, have they?
They have.
They have.
So, yeah, go back and reread it.
Read
it out loud and let's discuss. Yeah, because I was surprised. I was actually appalled when I went back to read it before the show.
Okay, so this is what it says now. Due to our Due to our concern about the quality of this item, we are not actively stocking it, but instead are willing to source it for customers at wholesale pricing. We are offering this at our cost price and are making zero profit on it after paying the wholesale price plus shipping, import duty, and PayPal fees to the wholesaler. Accordingly, no discount codes can be used, and we are providing this as a free service, ordering at your own risk, no refunds. There will be no after-sale replacement parts, blah, blah, blah. Purchasing this product, you're accepting the terms and conditions. The ride is 2 to 4. Wow, this is way different than the original. Okay, yep. So the original, they were like, look, this thing is going to be terrible. We're
short. Floppy mess.
Yeah, floppy mess. We're sure of it. So we are going to offer it at sale. They're actually in it, like, losing 8 cents on each piece.
That's what they said. They're losing, like, 2 pounds or whatever the fuck that is. And
it was
because Monopoly money.
The total ended up being like $83.29 per item.
Mm-hmm.
So, or no, it was 80. What was it? It was like $85.29 or something. So they like put it down to 85 even, just to kind of make it an even number. So people got all up in arms about this, and most of the people that I encountered were like, "This is just an anti-third party move. It's this company trying to smash, you know, bash third party stuff, and blah blah blah. They're haters. They're this. They're that." I gotta be honest. I tip my hat to these guys.
Yeah,
I fucking like their style. Like, I like, look, we're gonna carry it for you. We're not gonna do anything for you if it's a piece of shit. We're letting you know that, but we're gonna give it to you at cost. We're not gonna make any money off of it. We just want to be able to provide what you need.
Well, you know what the difference between this company and those people you were talking to are? They're not whiny ass bitches. Just saying, sorry. It is a little disheartening, though, that after that fucking bold ass statement, they recanted it. Because who were they trying to please?
Right. The people.
In the end. Well, no. I mean with editing their statement.
Right. Yeah.
I mean,
I hear you.
In the end, who do they have to answer to? The company?
No.
And their lawyers or whatever. I mean, like, Keith has a lawyer. He's got a fucking bunch of fucking 5-year-olds that show up on your fucking doorstep with a couple of baseball bats. But after they're not putting together toys. Why would they edit that? Why would they edit that?
Mm-hmm.
If they don't believe in that product, then why would they care about the relationship with the company? See what I'm saying?
I agree.
So if they don't believe in that product, why would they even care about carrying it? You know what I mean? Just something about this just doesn't sit right.
I also don't understand completely, being that there's other sources out there that are offering this thing. And I know you said this is a UK site, but I have to think that like Robot Kingdom probably is carrying it and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So like to be like, yeah, we're not making any profit. Like, not sure how much of that I believe either. As much as you just don't want to potentially go through headaches of dealing with returned parts or anything like that, and that part I actually get, but I don't feel like anybody does anything for free, you know?
Do you think this is like, you know how you winterize, you know the term winterize? Do you think they're like Chronos proofing? They're listening,
yeah.
Here.
Yeah, because see, that's what I was saying. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Like I'm gonna be candid about this a bit. But like, we have spoken to some collector high-end transformer dealers, and they have expressed to us like the amount of money they lost on Chronos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's significant. So I can see why companies would start to be hesitant, especially when the product, you know, the line has a sketchy reputation. Maybe how they worded it was a bit bold. Maybe this would have been the better way to come out at first. But I still kind of appreciate their bottom line. And the price to me seems about accurate. Like, I looked into some wholesale third-party stuff like a long time ago because I was like, shit, you know, if it's not that much, you know, it's just – and we were all getting it, it'd be worth it. And it was about this type of margin. Like, it did seem that most companies were making between 60 and 80 bucks on a piece. Well, that's not entirely true to say. But, like, this seemed about right. Like, it seemed like Utopia was, like, $330 for to give an example. It would end up being, like, $330 a person. So, like, this price point seems about right. And the way that this company kind of comes off to me, it comes off pretty straightforward. So, like, I want to take them at their word on this. like, I'm buying it. I'm still in on the piece, but I'm also buying their argument. Now, it has been pointed out to us that the same guy that designed their Huffer designed this Megatron.
Uh-oh.
Now, I like the Huffer.
Is that true? Who said that?
Oh, I know who said that.
It's on Wiki Alpha.
Really?
Yeah,
because I
that reputable site.
I will ask the person who designed Huffer personally if he did this, because.
Yeah, because you have a relationship with that guy.
Yes, I know the individual.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Do that and get back to
him on Facebook, right?
Huh?
You're friends with him on Facebook, right?
Yes, and elsewhere. So.
Actually, yeah. Reach out to him. See if you can reach out to him now, Justin, and maybe we can get an answer by the end of the show.
I will. Okay. Yeah, why not? So.
So we'll try to get an answer for you guys on that. But like, see, to me, like, I don't think that's a really super well designed toy. But I don't think it's a poorly designed toy either. Now this one obviously has a lot more intricate elements to it. So I'm still weary. I'm gonna be weary until I have it in my hand, and then I'll be able to make a decision. And there's just no way around not putting your hands on this thing to make a call on it. But it is, you know, it's concerning.
With respect to if it is the same person who's designed Huff and stuff, it's never been the designs, though, to me, that have been the real problem. It's been the type of material that X-Transbots have chosen to use. Like, there are certain things that I think could have been improved, but then the question is that a design flaw, or was that a cost savings measure for, yeah, you know, the parts that I saw that broke on my pipes, you know?
Well, I liked the materials for like, I liked the plastic grade on those guys. I could have done without the chrome, but my biggest gripe with that figure is, you know, the engineering of the backpack, and exactly, yeah, you know, it's this big empty box on his back that is unsightly from certain angles. You can get away with it from certain angles as well, but you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, that part I can't disagree with you on.
Yeah. So anyway, I think that's enough talk on that one. We got a fair amount of news to go through. Perfect Effect Leo Convoy looks like a goddamn fucking piece of art.
Yeah.
Holy
shit. It looks like it just
shit
out of fucking the anime.
And pre-order. Yeah, the Underwing doing Beast Wars characters. Ain't that fun shit?
Now, I don't know anything about this guy.
Beast Wars 2.
He's a badass line. That's what he is.
But it looks so damn good. I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't want it. I'm probably going to end up passing on it because it's just I got to draw the line somewhere, but I don't want to pass on it.
Now, see, you said I'd be lying if I said it.
Oh, yeah.
But then you say I have to draw the line somewhere.
Lion, Coral.
Draw the line.
I'm getting this guy. He looks nice. I mean, I have to say, he looks for Perfect Effect. He looks really, really nice, and I hope he's everything that I hope he is.
Yeah, he looks really good. And after Warden, like after seeing what Perfect Effect could do with like a I don't want to say a large scale, but with like a more proper scale. Yeah, like not a fucking scout class like RC or
yeah,
whatever.
He's MP10 size. I mean, he's a good size.
He's like a Voyager.
Oh, yeah,
no, he put him up against MP10. He's right up to him. MP10.
No, he's up to like the top of his chest.
No.
Warden is not MP10 size.
I'm looking at it right now, Matt.
No, I'm talking about Leo Convoy.
I'm talking about Leonidas, the Perfect Effect Leo Convoy. I'm looking at it right.
He's not the same height as MP10.
Correct. He is not.
Bullshit.
Look, I'm not lying to you, man. His little horns that come up are about the size of MP10's shoulders. They come up to like his shoulders.
Well, it's still a good size. God dang, Bobby.
I agree. It's a good size.
Bobby, we're going apart. I feel it. I was trying to say something, but I couldn't think of anything else. I'm like, I'll leave it at that. We're just growing apart, Bobby.
We're growing apart. I can feel it. That was great.
No, but he does look good. I'm gonna get him. I when he gets the pre-order comes out, I'm definitely gonna get this guy. He looks really nice.
I think he looks better than good. Like, I think he looks amazing.
Yeah, really detailed. Really.
Yeah.
Y'all seen the Digibears of this?
Yeah, we put it up on our Facebook page. They had a number of them. I didn't know the references to all of them, but the Lino one, I would be tempted to get also.
That's dope.
Yeah,
that's
dope. I don't know what the other ones were either. I don't know what they were, but.
Well, good. I'm not the only one.
The Thundercat one that looked pretty sweet too.
Yeah, I mean, this is a beautiful, beautiful looking thing. I mean, Leo Convoy is the name of the real character, right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Let me look up.
I mean, even in, you know, he looks better in his robot form.
Oh, the characters were it was Nemesis.
No, I just need to. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Antoine.
Oh, Nemesis, Razorclaw, Thundertron, Liger Zero from what's that show? Zords.
Ew.
Zords.
Liger Jagger, Liger Panzer, Victory Leo.
Whoever did that Digibash is a fucking nerd.
Hardcore.
But a very cool nerd.
It's from Zoids. Definitely from
the Zoids. I mean, it looks amazing. I wish it was something else.
I really like it, but it's violating my rule of trying to stick to G1 type stuff. Like, I don't know. This is the type of thing that if there's a severe drought and, you know, I don't find anything I want, then maybe I'll be swayed. But as of right now, like, I really like it. I think it looks awesome, but I just can't do it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I need to save the money for the big boys coming out.
There's too much. There's too much coming out that's like a necessity.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this one hasn't even got a pre-order yet. So you're probably talking maybe February, March.
Yeah, but like if you think about it,
I already know that like a Make Toys Defensor pre-order is coming out, and then, you know, that's okay. Not out. And you know, the second of the Dinobots is probably coming, so that leaves three more.
Yeah,
Star Saber coming out. Okay, I'm interested. Yeah, I'm yeah.
So I mean,
it's always something.
Yeah, it's not that I don't like it. It's just that you know, reasonably, you know, I can't do it. So,
some interesting stuff. Some Shapeways design that Antoine found. I tip my hat to him. Is this Hardhead?
Head.
for your hard bone, so to speak, of Toy Worlds. And it's awesome.
Yeah, pretty cool.
I like it a lot. I would get this
if I still had it.
I would get this if they like released exactly like somebody knew the paint that I could buy to make it match perfectly.
This is his unvisored face. Does that thing have a mustache, or is that just some weird lips going on the CAD drawing?
It's weird lips.
Okay. Looks like a mustache. Poor mustache.
It does look like a mustache. Well, but I, like, if I could match the paint on this, I would get it in a heartbeat.
I can't paint, so why would I buy this?
Yeah, I just don't care about this. I mean, props to people who want a non-transforming headmaster, but that kills the mystique of the character to me. So,
yeah. And I forgot that I don't have hardborn anymore.
It attaches to the guy.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, I didn't know. That's a little bit cooler, but I still don't feel like I necessarily need this. So, still a pass.
I am the guy that did get the I got the non-transforming heads for Smart Robin and Code, but yeah, I'm not interested in this at all either. I mean, it's already a reach to have a third party, but having to paint it and all that myself, like, I just don't. It's not even worth it for me. I could just paint the hard bone head and be fine with it. So.
Yeah, I would get this if they said, look, it's, you know, it's green 35-40 by this company and yellow 48-20 by this company, I would pick it up in a minute. But I think it'd be pretty challenging to match the paint close enough where it didn't look very obvious. DX9's Invisible does look like it's going to look great with your masterpieces.
Thank freaking God.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah, I got to say, I was so glad when we saw these pictures and, like, Yeah, he's maybe slightly small because he doesn't fit exactly the same height as the bots, but that's okay. That's personality. Mm-hmm. So, I'm okay with that. I don't need everything to be the same as, you know, like my preferred headmasters are all different sizes too. So,
and yeah. I like that he's a little bit more like, slender.
Yeah, more streamlined than the gear cars. I mean, and it makes sense. He's a more slender, streamlined car to begin with. So,
right, exactly.
It's okay. Yeah, I like it. So, back in on this one.
Me too. Well, I never got out.
I don't think I got out either, but my finger was on the button. So,
right.
You know, I was like, oh, wait till there's more pictures and I could go either way on this right now. But, yeah, I'm without hesitation back in. So,
are you in on this, Greg?
No.
No?
No.
Really?
The Mirage? No.
Yeah.
Like I said earlier, like it just feels too much. Like well, before the show, I say earlier when people don't realize, it just feels too much like a classics figure to me, or the look of it. And okay, let me start over. When I got the Rekgar, the reason I didn't like the Rekgar was yeah, it's MP scale, but it just felt much like a classics figure. It just didn't feel right, and I couldn't put my finger on what it was until I saw this, and that's what it is. It just feels too much like a classics figure. When it comes out and everybody has it in hand, I see more pictures and then maybe, but it's not something that I'm reordering or getting too excited about.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's just me. I mean, it looks good. I mean, it's a good looking figure, but I don't want a classics Mirage. I don't need a classics Mirage. I want a Masterpiece one. Right. Masterpiece-esque one. I don't, you know. My G1 guys, I keep in Masterpiece scale, and then everything else is, you know, whatever the fuck, you know, whatever works. But it's just not for me at this point in time. So, sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize.
Didn't mean to poop the party.
No, I really, even the more I look at this fella, the more I'm interested, so to speak. But yeah. Yeah. All right. Moving right along, because we talked about him in length last episode. Giga Powers, blah, 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 Tator. Swoop.
What was that?
I love line work. I think this is too fucking busy. Anybody else?
I think it's fans.
Share my.
Wait, who's Giga Power?
Seriously?
Yeah, exactly.
Or is this a joke? Because it seems like a great joke.
Giga who? Giga what?
What? Mad fucking.
I got some Jay-Z in me. I'm not on board on this one. Fans Toys got me with Scoria, so I can't wait for their swoop to come out.
Yeah, this was always a distant sixth. Fans Toys being one.
Is there that many out there?
Fans Toys being one, Giga Power being, or not Giga Power, sorry, goddamn, I got Giga on the brain now. Bulls Fire being two, Planet X being three, Fans Project being four. The hope that fucking Hasbro would ever put out a fucking G1 style Dinobot set being five, and then this being six, distantly being six.
Too many fucking Dinobots.
The whole point of that, Matt, was that the hope that Hasbro would ever put one out was before.
I know.
This doesn't look like it fits with the Snarl. Like, it looks like a different company made this.
Is this the real shiny one that we saw at TFCon?
That's Bullsfire. They're not going to make it. This is the fucking huge Snarl.
Oh, okay. No, pass.
The huge Snarl does not look this is the one busy.
This is the one that they did over.
They redid the Snarl.
Yeah.
Oh, with the blue chest? Or wait. What's this? God, I'm confused. There's so many shit out there, I don't know which one's which.
Wait, hold on. Before we move too far on, Bobby, what did you say about not going to make it? What was that?
Bullsfire.
What do you mean they're not going to make it?
I don't think we're going to see five Dinobots from Bullsfire.
Oh, I thought you said they weren't going to make the swoop. I'm like, I don't know. I hope
no, 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 They're going to make the swoop. Right, okay. The swoop has got
packaging. I just want to make sure.
They're just not going to really make it.
How come this swoop has a Blitzwing head?
Yeah, there's the visor.
Yeah, Swoopwing. Yeah. Yeah, and this is the same thing I felt kind of about their first release. Like, I understand it. Maybe if there was nothing else out there, I'd be interested. But the for what it's worth, the fans' toys want to just make, you know, modern interpretations of the G1 Dinobots so much better. You know, like the all the tech detailing and all that. Like, it's cool, but it's not quite what I want for my shelf. So.
Well, I think it's too much. I think in this particular scenario, it's too much.
I think it was too much with, whatever his name was. The Snarl? The Snarl equivalent, yeah. So I just, it's always been too much in the legs and everything. But, yeah, I think this is more accented because you're working with the overall smaller figure, too. So, you know, but, yeah, I don't like it. Can't do it. So.
Yeah, I don't care for this either.
You can take your Swoopwing and sell it to someone else because I'm not buying it, so.
Yeah, it is. I wonder why they went that route with the face. There's a lot of unanswered questions about this for me.
Yeah. Does the, have to look. Does the G1 toy have a visor? I mean, is that what you're going for?
Yeah, maybe. Are any of these swoops prepared for a waist swivel? Or is that beak fucking it up?
I think the beak's going to screw it up on just about every single one of them.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. All right. Mastermind Creations Voss. Updated pictures. And he's still looking good. But who did we lose?
Did we lose anybody?
Oh, it just sounded like we did.
I'm getting choppy. I'm choppy on my end. Like,
we lost Matt.
Oh.
But I have to admit, I don't like the little smile in his face shield.
I don't think that's a smile.
But you know what I'm saying?
No, I hear you. That's kind of the character design, though.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I would bring up the picture, but at the risk of getting myself booted from the call or dropped from the call. But
I'm looking him up now.
Well, I mean, I was going to look it up myself so like I could have it in front of me while I talk to you about it, not, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not seeing it anywhere in any of these pictures.
Well, I'm trying to see what you're referring to. That's why I want the picture in front of me. Because, gotcha. You know.
I can maybe send it to you in the you can't look at anything, can you?
I see which picture you're talking about, I think.
In the chat. Like, every picture I see of him, it's just a flat gray face shield.
Hold on. Taking the speakerphone. All right, let's look it up.
All the pictures I see of him, he's got his, like, his face kind of off. But he does have a little smile here. I can see what you're talking about. I don't know if I care for that necessarily either, but I do like how this toy is looking. So.
Oh, the one where he's handing his face over or whatever?
Yeah.
Oh, that one that I sent, that I posted in the chat for Bobby. Oh. You there?
Yeah, I'm here now.
Yeah.
Okay. There's like a silver face shield and then like a little chin strap. It's like every picture I see.
Oh, that? Like, where the face clips in? It looks like, are you talking about the one where it looks like it's the comedy tragedy face?
No. He's holding his gun. Like, the regular, like, oh, with his...
Like the first link Justin put in the,
With his face on, if that makes sense. He seems to have, like, this indentation in the mold. It looks like this weird smile.
Yeah.
That he doesn't seem to have in any other representation, and I don't like it. I mean, I'm still in on the figure, don't get me wrong, but I don't care for that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I don't know if I care about either, because it just looks really weird and out of place.
Yes.
Hold on. I think I might know what's going on. I mean, just look one more time.
The second picture I posted in the chat, I believe, is the one.
No, I know what you're at. I'm going back because I'm on my phone. That is just where the face off, like the face that comes off, that's just a little extra area on the test shot. I'm pretty sure with the paint and like the proper fitting and measurement of the test shot, because look at the two pictures. Like, you fancy people with your computers and not using your phone, put them side by side. Oh, wait, let me take it off. I don't need it anymore. I can illustrate, or I can talk without it. Hold on. Okay. So put them side by side and look. That smile you're seeing, that's the outline of where the bottom of the face is. If you look at the one where he's got the face off, next to the one with the face on. I think the final version, once they get all their tolerances and measurements and shit like in place and it's got paint, I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but either way, I feel like it's if that is the case, I feel like the face that comes off isn't long enough. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that's what I'm saying, but it's a test shot. So, like, it's not – I mean, you know, it's probably not completely where it needs to be. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're probably –
I know what you're saying, but, you know, that would be a – you know, that would need to be remolded.
I think they could probably just etch a little bit more. I don't claim to know how words work or anything.
Right.
Or how they're spelled and arranged and all that. But I would think that all they have to do is just etch a little bit. I don't know. But I'm pretty sure it's going to be fixed. I don't think they – knowing what we know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, Justin, about the design of this figure, I don't think they would just go and take artistic liberties and carve a fucking Joker smile on his face.
I hope not.
You know what I mean? I don't think
obnoxious. Yeah. Any other thoughts on this from anybody? All right.
I'm going to buy it.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm in too.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, there's some good news if you're a big fan of that hound mold from the Age of Extinction line.
Oh, yeah.
There is
I'm already getting that with the Blu-ray.
Yay.
There is one that is more accurately colored.
Well, I had to dig at Matt. Hold on. Matt, if this Vox does not fit in the Combiner Wars Minasaur's hand, are you still going to get it?
There's a
deal breaker.
Probably.
Probably a deal breaker, all right.
Yeah, right.
All right, sorry. I'll shut up now.
I do think it's a good paint job.
Yeah, I mean it's a good paint job, but nah, I'm good. I like Hound. I got the figure, but I'm good with just one. I don't need the darker green. Looks like.
Oh, he says no to that.
So anyway, it's a Japanese. It's the Voyager Hound. It's part of a special box set with the Japanese home video release of Age of Extinction. I'm reading it on T-Formers and they're saying it's not a big variation, but it's a huge paint variation because there's like a ton of detail in this paint, opposed to just none. But yeah, if you're a huge Hound fan, or a huge, Michael Bay Hound fan or a huge Age of Extinction fan, it's your lucky day.
And or a Bulkhead fan. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. Go for yours, young man. So yeah, there's that. And Masterpiece Ultra Magnus gets the Hasbro Asia release. So, according to TFW, an interesting piece, Ultra Magnus news just surfaced via this. Let's see. Okay, I can finally reveal. So this is from Kelvin Chan, and he says, okay, I can finally reveal my secret now. The work that I did for Hasbro was working on the booklet for the Hasbro release of Masterpiece Ultra Magnus. This toy is scheduled to be released in Hasbro's Hong Kong markets first on December 27th, with the Australian release being April 2015. It looks like to be exclusive to Toys R Us. The price will be $299 Australian dollars. I don't know what that is in real money. It is worth nothing that this is, it is worth noting that this is, I said it is worth nothing. That might have been a Freudian slip. It is worth noting that it is a specific release for Australia, who import items for their market via Hasbro Hong Kong, which can include any of the Japanese market releases that Hasbro Hong Kong brings forward. So I'm guessing that that's pretty much that we're going to get it in America.
I think that's fair to say.
All I got out of this was, all I got out of you reading that, and this isn't a knock at anybody, it was Australian money's worth nothing in America.
Yeah, I wonder if anybody caught that. Like, yep. America.
That's pretty much America. How I roll.
Red, white, and blue coming home to America.
Yeah. These colors don't run.
No, I'm getting the Takara one because, you know, too. I don't need Vector fucking Sigma's little brother as an accessory or any of that bullshit.
I'll just get the Takara one. I don't find the going to Toys R Us every 2 days to see if I can find one.
Enticing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, by the time it's all said and done, I've probably spent enough gas to actually, you know, make up the difference between the U.S. version and the Takara one. So, yeah.
Plus on eBay, he's going to be like $400 or $500 or something.
Exactly. So you can't, the secondary market, you know, they're going to get snatched up every single freaking one of them. And yeah, I don't enjoy that. It's not fun.
Toys R Us gets like two or three of them at a time.
So yep. Like,
yeah. I'd rather pay the premium and then tout my holier than thou attitude where I have the Japanese one and you have the American one. So it sucks to be you.
So, yeah.
Nice. Nice.
Well, you know what's funny? Like with MP10. I got the first one, I think, that hit town, because my store got them first. And I got the first one, and I grabbed that motherfucker. And then I went back, like, 2 weeks later, and there was a literal, like, half wall of them, because they were stocking for Christmas. And there was probably 10 cases of them, which was 20. And either no one wanted to pay shipping, and they were like, I'll just wait and get it when it gets to my store. Or, like, they just didn't, I couldn't get a hold of anybody that said they wanted one. And that was the last time I saw one of those motherfuckers. And then they were going for like, what were they going for? Like $300 on fucking eBay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, 300 plus.
And then now that this re-release is out, like, it's to see people sitting online like, I'm not going to pay an extra $15 for that Vector Sigma. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, these were the same people that were like, you know what I mean? Like, these are the same people that would have paid $200, $300 for it before. I don't know. It's just funny. Nerds make me giggle. Nerds make me giggle. Nerds and poor people, I'll tell you.
Let's see what else. What's next? We have Hasbro AOE is ending on a bang with their final wave, which is going to be the Power Attackers. Junkie.
Happy birthday, Oscar.
Viacon. A Bumblebee just more. What, you're getting one of these, Antoine?
Yeah, they're on garbage truck, man.
Yeah, we're all getting the garbage truck.
So oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll get the garbage truck.
We're all getting that.
No, we're not.
I am.
Solidarity.
I'm getting it. I'm sending it to Oscar and I'm making him sign it.
Fuck yeah.
In fact, yeah. I'm gonna see if I can get a 3D printed Oscar head for.
Wait. We all awesome. Bought that Protect-A-Bot set because you're a fireman, right? Or was that just me?
What else is on here?
Oh, come on!
did he just do that?
I'm not getting any of that shit. Sorry, but
Your daughter.
Yeah, right. I got that Swoop Action Master thing, and that was dumb as fuck. So I just can't bring myself to do another. I just can't. I'm sorry, but I just can't. But there is some interesting chatter, and that is that Masterpiece 25 is speculated to be Megatron. I'll read you the article here from T-Formers. Robot Kingdom has posted a rumor on their Facebook page stating that a new MP Megatron is in the works and will be released after Star Saber. Though this should be treated strictly as a rumor at this time, one might speculate that this news is in response to the overall positive reaction fans have been giving to a third-party Megatron-like figure being released by X-Transbots. Stay tuned to tformers.com for more details as they are made available. Well, you don't need to do that. We don't work for them. Stay tuned to us, foot you fucks. But here's my thing with this. Even if this is true, my only concern would be, and I'm just being concerned for the sake of being concerned, but isn't the guy who took over now the guy who did the last MP Megatron?
I believe so, yes.
And he is literally the only MP that I just do not care for at all.
Yep. Nope, that's a completely valid concern. My concern is, will he be a gun? I don't know how interested I am in a tank Megatron, but clearly gun Megatrons are a whole different legal issue to fight.
Right.
You know, so I don't know if that would even happen, you know, foreign-wise at this point, if he'd be a gun. So, and if he's not, then also not interested, you know?
Right.
I mean, I guess if the best thing I could have is a tank Megatron, then so be it. But for now, there's something on the horizon that looks like it's not a tank that I hope is pretty good. So,
and I just can't, and I can't see them not making another MP Megatron be a gun. And there's no way around the pun. I apologize. Well, no pun intended, but whatever. They'd be shooting themselves in the foot if they didn't make Megatron a gun. Like, just with the aesthetic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they could make a G2. I don't know. I just don't see that being a smart choice. But at the same time, like, there's going to be people that are so hungry for a scaled Megatron that they'd buy anything. You can make them a fucking ice cream truck with a gun on top, and somebody would probably buy it. So
there's that huge group of people who are also anti-third party, everything third party. So, you know, again, you're going to have a crowd of people that'll buy it for no particular reason. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I think it'd be dumb if it's not a gun, but I don't actually see how it's going to happen. So.
Yeah, if they did the tank route and did IDW, I'd probably get that in addition to the X-Transbots one, if I end up keeping the X-Transbot one. But I can't see them doing that because it's just such a departure from what they've been doing.
Mm-hmm. I would say, well, do you think they're going to do the MP tank because, you know, they're doing the, you know, the leader classes already with those?
Right, that too. That's another point.
So, you know, you've gotten three tanks coming out, which, you know, the MP's probably, you're looking probably summer, maybe fall release, if it's true. I mean, I don't know for sure, but
I would say easily next winter.
Okay. I'm hoping they go the gun route. I mean, I know it's going to be harder, but, you know, with the tank, you know, with all the later classes coming out already, that'd be kind of.
Yep, crappy. That's true. I didn't even think about the later classes coming. Then again, you know, maybe they go the route like they did that Starscream and they take a leader and call it a masterpiece and everybody's disappointed. So.
Hail Hasbro.
Hail Hasbro.
Hail Hasbro. Takara Tomy Masterpiece Exhaust axed at BBTS and others for copyright infringement.
TSR still has theirs up.
Yes, they have blacked out the Marlboro design. So apparently BBTS sent out a hi, we wanted to update you about a new development in regards to your pre-order of the Transformers Masterpiece MP23 exhaust figure from Takara. We were just contacted by a law firm on behalf of Marlboro and Philip Morris USA. They informed us that the MP23 exhaust figure infringes on their trademark and trade dress for products marketed and sold in the USA. The mark is found on the hood and roof of the MP23 car in red and also in smaller green shapes on the left and right fenders. They are concerned because these marks cannot be used on products that could be intended for children as dictated by the Tobacco Master Settlement Agreement. We must comply with the request they have made in order to avoid legal action with Philip Morris. We have removed the MP23 listing from our website. Your pre-orders have been transferred to a generic unpublished listing in case the product is changed or modified before released. If the product does not change, we will be forced to cancel all pre-orders. We will not be able to sell this product. So It seems like to me that everybody's kind of stuck in a bind, right? BBTS wants to carry it, but Marlboro says they can't. Marlboro doesn't really care if they carry it, but this legal act says they can't. So, like, everybody is kind of like their hand is forced in order to making this a fucked up situation for everyone.
What I don't understand, though, is that these are – like, this was not created for U.S. retail. This is
– an import.
An import product that, you know, is being – sold here. So, like, under the same reason that, like, you know, you can get away with MP Megatron being a gun and stuff like that, you know, or what else? Like, you know, the copyrights that the Japanese companies have that the U.S. Hasbro doesn't have, why you can still sell that here. Like, it kind of doesn't make sense to me. Like, if this were something that was, if this were Toys R Us stocking exhaust, like an actual Japanese release, then I don't know, maybe that has more weight. But to say, like, you know, what kid is going on here and putting their credit card down to get a $70, you know, Transformer and stuff, but I don't know, whatever. There's more people who know way more things legally than I do, but I would have thought that the same things that have got us masterpieces here would protect that. So,
yeah, it seems like TF Source is just blacking it out and saying, fuck it. I don't know how that would negate.
Maybe they're just hoping that they don't get the, they don't get notified by whoever because, you know, whatever set off the sexual, something like that. They can play it off as if it's something else, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And apparently Capture Prey.
I mean, they pulled it from eBay, too.
Say what?
Oh, but they pulled it from eBay, too. Like, all the eBay pre-orders and stuff.
Oh, really?
On. Oh, yeah. Well, I was actually in the process of checking, and my phone started breaking up, so I actually came back to make sure that, like, I didn't get cut off. But I'm in the process of checking, as we speak. You're may have on the scene. Let's see what happens here. Exhaust, we'll put in Takara. Exhaust. Not Takara, ta-ta. Exhaust.
Nope.
Oh, it's back up now.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But let's see where it's coming from.
Taiwan.
Outside US. Hong Kong.
Oh, in China.
And... the fuck's Kagawa? I don't even know where the fuck that is. But, can't get it if you're in South America, though, motherfucker. But when that shit happened, like, all the eBay listings went down. I remember looking, because the first place I went, because I wasn't even interested in this figure until I found out that, like, it was going to be hard to get in America. And I was like, oh, I kind of want it now. And, right. Yeah, I checked eBay, and it was down. So, I guess they're, like... creeping out of the woodwork now. They're like the little mice were poking their heads back in their hole and, you know, seeing how big of a deal this is going to be. But I don't know. I think it was just a scared deal, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm sure it's not going to be hard to get it here. They were just fucking, they're stomping their feet, waving their arms around to see who would get scared off. But they can't really do anything about it.
Well, they scared off a pretty big boy, but I guess that's, you know, they got more to lose, no. Maybe.
You know.
But apparently, like, you know, a lot of other people are just saying, whatever.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know.
Is anybody in on this anyway?
Nope. I'm not.
I'd get the KO. We talked about this before. If a KO, this is the one chance, the one time. I'll actually say I'll wait for the KO. Like, if a knockoff of this comes out, then I'll get it. It's like, gotcha. Tiger Track. It's not worth me blowing $80, you know, for a character that I don't give a fuck about.
Gotcha. Combiner Wars Protectobots listings and new Legends figures. So, according to TFW, or according to the AllSpark, new Combiner Wars listings for Generations Deluxe Protectobots, that's not all. New listings for Generations Legends, like Warpath, have been uncovered, too. Here's the listing. Generations Legends Groove, Generations Legends Viper, Generations Legends Warpath, Generations Blades, Generations Streetwise, Generations First Aid, Generations Protectobot Rook.
Why would they make another Warpath figure? Because
you haven't got a good one yet.
Because they're making a Brawl.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I mean, they haven't come out and said it, but without doubt, that's the answer.
Mm-hmm.
What did they say? Was Warpath under the Legends or under the Combiner Wars? Like, the proper? Or was there a distinction at all? you broke up at the very beginning, so I couldn't hear.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It wasn't you. No, it was probably on my end. So, because my phone.
No, it just said. It just says the legends are Groove, Viper, and Warpath for generations, and then it says.
Okay, so it's a legend. So that wouldn't be a Brawl, if Brawl is going to be a proper limb, right?
Right.
You know, you would hope so.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it came out of my mouth. I was like, well, hold on. It's going to be Hasbro. But, isn't Power Glide going to be a component to Superion? Or, like, a chest, yes. The chess piece or whatever?
Yep.
So,
Warpath is going to be an add-on to Bruticus.
Probably. Well, no, that's going to be called, like, fucking, like, Village Stormer or something. And then the Autobot version, whatever it ends up being, is probably going to be part of fucking Defensor. I don't know. Fucking this shit. Like,
we saw Defensor coming. So, I mean, I think everybody did.
Hate to say it, but, like, this Hasbro shit, like, I don't even care anymore. Like, you could tell me anything, and it didn't faze me. I don't even get excited anymore. And, Matt, don't take this the wrong way, and don't give me your lecture about Hail Hasbro. But, like, it's gotten to the point with the... even Takara is doing different shit now. Like, Takara is going off on their own path, I think. Like, Hasbro stuff now, like, I don't even care. Like, it used to be where I'd bite my nails. Like, is it going to be good? Is it going to be bad? Is it going to be good? Now I don't even care anymore.
Hasbro, maybe that's just me.
Huh?
I said, Hasbro, why you hurt me?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't even care. I'm not even coming back anymore. Like, I'm not even abused housewife status anymore at this point. I'm just like, whatever. I don't need no man. Like, I don't even care. I go to the toy aisle and laugh now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you. Let's talk about...
Oh, wait. Guess who's getting all this stuff?
You are.
Your wife for you for Christmas. I am.
Nah, man, I was eating. My bad. No, I heard what you said, Greg. I understand. Yeah, Hasbro's, you know, I don't know. But I'm still getting the shit because, you know, I want more better stuff coming along, you know, from Takara or something. Or, you know, third party is going to make something better. You know, so I have to support Hasbro because when Hasbro fucks up, somebody else comes up behind them and makes something better. So...
You know what they say, man. Rape me once, shame on you. Or rape me once, shame on me. Rape me twice, shame on you. So,
let's talk about MPB.
Oh, God, please not.
Starting to look scarier and scarier by the moment.
Is it because of the face?
No, to me, the face isn't that big of a deal. To me, it's those hollow forearms, and then that I'm not crazy about that backpack either. To be honest with you, the more I look at it, I kind of like the Toy World backpack better, even though it sticks out more.
Uh-huh. Something about Bobby saying the face doesn't bother me at all, or doesn't bother me that much. Like, that just makes me giggle on so many different levels.
Yeah, it's just I don't know. It's like, I wanna like it, I think, more than I actually do, but I don't hate it at the same time. I mean, I'm still in. You know, I think the problem with this is the fucking licensing. I'm just going to come out and say it. Fuck the licensing. Because they tried so goddamn hard to nail that Volkswagen that they end up doing it at the expense of the robot.
Alt mode, yeah, exactly. Or the robot mode, exactly.
And I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit if it, like, the fucking cartoon didn't look like you know, super proper, that model vehicle.
Nope.
You know? This is where the problem of striking that balance, like, this is where, like, that starts to become detriment to the finished product.
Exactly.
Yeah, where see, you at? My problem is, like, if it doesn't have the realistic alt mode for a masterpiece, I'm not interested all that much. I mean, to me, the biggest draw to the modern masterpiece is the fact that they've nailed the alt mode, you know, and get a, you know, damn good representation of the robot mode from the cartoon. And, yeah, to me, that's important. personally.
Well, to me, it's important.
Are y'all not turned off by the size or anything? That's what's gotten me a little bit is the size.
Well, he's supposed
to be. No, but they're doing that totally fucking. They're doing that totally necessary exosuit though to make up for it.
to me, like, I mean, I like that the car looks nice, but that's not the car that I know. He doesn't look like that in the cartoon.
Here's my take on that though. This is what I think, and I might be wrong, but here's what I think. Because you look at the Seekers. Those aren't officially licensed by fucking whatever military, whatever company makes that shit. I think that the fact that and you've got bumblebees before that weren't bugs. I'm thinking that it's one of those things where, like, if they made the masterpiece and even they made it that cartoony, like, what do they call it? Like deformed, whatever bug. I think that a certain percentage of it, like once it started looking too much like a bug, they would have to get like, that's where they got into legal territory being an official product. So it was either fucking like, it was either get the license and make it a proper Volkswagen or make it a fucking, you know, space shuttle. You know what I mean? Like, I think that might have something to do with it.
Maybe. Yeah, I don't think you're wrong.
Is that making sense? That makes sense?
No, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. But I think it's cool that they kind of nailed that vehicle. But, like, that seems more like an alternators thing to me than a masterpiece thing.
And like, I didn't care for alternators because they were too slavish to the vehicle mode that the robot mode was kind of crap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're really bulky.
I just feel like it's like this like I agree with Justin that, like, you know, I want the vehicle modes to look good, but this vehicle mode doesn't really even look like Bumblebee to me.
I'd rather the robot mode look better than the vehicle mode.
Well, me too. Absolutely, me too.
How many put their, you know, displays out as in vehicle mode?
Well, I know one guy.
As far as MP, I mean, I don't. I always transform mine into robot.
Well, we didn't grow up watching Hot Wheels. We grew up watching Transformers.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean, even Justin, like, I know Justin. Justin has, like, a, you know, like, he has a, like, a heavy interest in cars anyway. So I understand how that plays into his personal preference. But are your MPs displayed right now in vehicle mode?
No, not currently due to space reasons. They were previously. So
I did. Well, I'll be honest with you, Bob.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you. I didn't. I thought you were done. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, I kind of vary it once in a while, but I've got enough stuff that I want to display that I need to put it in bot mode to take up less room. So, but I, back when Prime first came out and the first, you know, Prowl and Sideswipe came out, like, yeah, I had them all in their vehicle mode. You know, one of them pulling out of Prime's trailer and the other one driving alongside. It was cool looking on the shelf. So, yeah. But I'm a car person. I mean, I've got all the alternators in their vehicle modes hanging around here too. So, you know, personally,
yeah, I'm all good for, you know, a good vehicle mode, and I really, you know, I'll buy a transformer for that. But really, the robot mode. But
Antoine. Okay, go ahead, Matt.
I was like, but the, you know, the robot mode is what sells it for me. I mean, you know,
as far as me too.
But yeah, I'm all good for a vehicle one. I mean, I like this Bumblebee. It looks nice. I get, you know, it looks like to me it's going to be probably one of the weaker ones of the MPs for me. But I mean, I'm still going to get it. It looks nice. But, you know, the size of it really kind of turned me off. But that's, you know, whatever. But yeah, I mean, the vehicle mode, you know, I'll probably transport a couple times. But it's always going to be in robot mode for me. So
one of the nice things, though, is if you're willing to hold out, you still have that option of Toy World B, who does have the, you know, more compact Volkswagen Beetle form, which honestly doesn't look too bad. But no. I'm still throwing my hat in on the masterpiece. I don't think it looks that bad. I'll save judgment. There's things that I think should have been better, but, you know, I can pass some of it. So
something to get this out real quick, because this one set my tongue for a while. This is something that I don't think the right people have actually been discussing. I think it's all the wrong people have thrown this out. He doesn't have the right color. It's not that G1 bright yellow from the toy or the show. It's that movie
kind of mustard
like
color. Yeah, that's true.
Goldish color, and all the people that have brought that up have been like, "Oh, fuck Bay, fucking even the masterpiece." Blah 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 blah. And I don't want to come off like that. I'm just saying it's just not proper. Like, it's not the color. The toy wasn't that color. The cartoon wasn't that color. It's right. Not even like I can't accept change. It's just not fucking right. You know what I mean? It's just not proper. It's like,
well, why do you think they want that? Well, that mustard color instead of like a bright yellow.
I don't know. Like, I just don't see. They were slavish enough where they made Magnus's bumper red. So why would they change the color of B? You know what I mean?
Well, you could be getting into the same territory that, you know,
I said before.
I mean, it could be the same thing that Sideswipe did, you know, like they had to nail that particular color of red on it, or they couldn't do it. And, you know, maybe that's the case. I don't know if that is or not, but, you know, obviously with licensing issues, it's a two-way road. So
I blame Michael Bay and Obama.
Yeah, me too.
Michael Bay and Obama all the way.
Without a doubt. So
that's all you got to fall back onto. Bay and Obama.
And like
Obama,
it's, I don't know. It just seems like they could have did something differently with that forearm. Like they've got a piece of kibble hanging off the forearm and a fucking big open gap in the forearm, and it's just like, how did this happen?
That part I can agree on, especially with every single masterpiece putting like extra little swivels here and there. Like Sideswipe has those little panels that are real hard to notice to actually fill in his leg and stuff. It does make you question, like, why wasn't that thought put into this one?
Right.
But, yeah.
I mean, do you think that now they're going to start, you know, maybe cutting the corners on the MPs?
I don't know.
I mean, this
I don't
could
know.
Be the
like,
beginning
like
of,
with,
you know,
could, just, yeah, could this be the beginning? Could this be the beginning of the downfall? Could this, and then, you know, we're skeptical about Magnus as well. You know, like if you think about like the time that we, like, you know, the members of this show have known each other and have talked about, you know, we talked about Sideswipe, we talked about Red Alert, we talked about the Nissans, and we talked like the Wheeljack and all that. Like we've, you know, in every one, we've never had these concerns like we're having with B and like we're having with Ultra Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it is disconcerting.
Like I said, earlier, you know, Hasbro. You know, if they fuck up shit, you always got third party to fall back on, too.
So, yeah, but I mean, I like,
know.
You don't...
I don't
like,
want to be like that, but, you know...
With this situation, this is a prime example where we're saying, like, we all made the conscious decision to say, no, we are not going to buy this B from Toy World. We are going to buy the official Takara masterpiece because we know it's coming. And for us to be disappointed in the end, that would be a big tearjerker.
Yeah, and we've had such faith in all the releases since, you know, MP10 and Sideswipe proved that these super realistic vehicle modes and, you know, very screen accurate robots are possible. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, well, again, I hope it's not the downfall. I really don't.
I hope not either, because that means half the fucking people on this call right now are going to quit collecting Transformers. It's just going to be me, you, and fucking Antoine. Half of Antoine, I guess, by my statistics. Be me, you, and half of Antoine.
I also want to say that I didn't stop myself when I said it, and it's been bothering me ever since, so it's necessary for me to bring it up. I said disconcerting, and I meant to say disconcerting. So, anyway.
And it's been bothering me ever since we brought it up. The G1 Swoop does have a visor. So.
There it is.
Yeah. My stupid little comment I was going to say earlier, but Justin, I didn't want to cheapen what Justin said, but actually when I brought up all those MP10s and didn't see them again the next day, it's because I actually bought an MP10 for each Autobot car I thought was coming out. So I have them on my shelf. One MP10, one car coming out, just like the back of the box for every single one of them. That was going to be that smart-ass comment I didn't get in there until it was like inappropriate to make it. So, sorry.
The,
getting everything over chess here.
Also, there's supposed to be like an invasion. We missed this in the show notes, but I think there's supposed to be an Evasion masterpiece MP10.
No, that's the Evo one, the purple.
Yeah.
Tie into that.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Oh, okay. Yeah. Disregard.
So that show that no one can understand.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Get out two years ago.
Either you get it or you have a social life. Like it's like that show.
Right.
Unfortunately, I understand it.
So we got a we did get a handful of questions this week, which is good.
Yay.
So okay, Daniel just L. Quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Just real quick, just because Matt did that and he hadn't done it so far. I wanted to bring it up. So Kit and I were in the car the other night, and she was driving, which is rare. She usually makes me drive. And like we're going through this parking lot, and she's making all these curves. And every time she made a curve, she went, "Wee!" And all I could think about was riding in the car with Matt. I thought about you, because we haven't really talked in the last couple of weeks. So I just want to let you know I thought about you. She was like, "Wee!" All I could think in my head was, "Yay!"
I appreciate that.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail anything. My bad.
No. You're good. So anyway, David L. asks, where's the best place to start with IDW? And I answered him, in my opinion, what was the best place on Facebook. But a lot of people have been asking this recently, just like in general, so I thought it'd be worth saying. In my opinion, I think that the best place to start is with the Ultimate Collections at this point. Start with volume one and then work your way through all of phase one, which is like 8 volumes, and then work your way on to phase two, which should be 2 volumes out by the time you make your way through all 8 volumes of phase one. The only exception to that is if they put out an ultimate trade of the Primacy or Autocracy Monstrosity trilogy, you would want to read the first story. This is where it's going to get confusing. You would want to read this first story arc of IDW's Ultimate Collection Volume 1, which is Megatron Origins. And then you would want to read that Primacy Autocracy Monstrosity trilogy and then get back into the Ultimate Collections and work your way forward. That would be the only exception. So that's your one choice if you want to do all of it. The phase one stuff is all stuff during the war, and some of it is a little dodgy. And then phase two is post-war, and it's all pretty much brilliant so far that I've read. And so if you wanted to do just the good stuff, you could skip right ahead to phase two, but you're going to miss a lot of backstory from phase one. Greg, what are your thoughts?
Well, that's what I was going to say, because I saw this question in the notes, and I was a little curious if you meant, like, what point in the story should he start, or what books, like where should he go? Because when you started saying the collections, like I wasn't sure. Like I personally think, and this goes along with what Bobby said, I think you should start from the beginning. And if you do read those collections, and if you're curious, get a hold of me on Facebook. I have somewhere on my hard drive, I have to find it again, but I actually have a reading list, a suggested reading list. That even was before the collected editions. Like it was just a list somebody maintained of like storyline, I guess I should say, or timeline as to where everything falls, so you know what to read. But you should start at the beginning, and it's like Bobby said, like you're gonna get a lot of really good shit, and then all of a sudden it's just gonna fucking like fall off a cliff, and it's just gonna be horrible. And that's a perfect like. That's just the way IDW is or was. And I say that to say that I'm laughing for something completely different just because I just said what I just said. But I say that to say this. That's a reference to somebody in my personal life that made me laugh that he made me – like I picked that saying up from him. I say that to say this, though. The bad shit is going to make you appreciate what's going to happen later a whole lot more. And right. A lot of people say All Hail Megatron was like a downturn, which All Hail Megatron is like one of my favorite fucking
I love it.
Stories.
I think that's where I start. That's where you had me start, Greg. You gave me the list and everything. I think that's where I started with All Hail Megatron.
Yeah, because
I loved it. I've read Hail Megatron a lot of times. It's really good. The spotlights are really good. Most of them are. Not all of them, but yeah. That's a good starting point. Is All Hail Megatron, I think.
Last Stand of the Wreckers, though, I mean, that's like for a standalone story. Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, it takes a lot and it leads into a lot of things. Like, it's not standalone. Like, it's got its tentacles into like the past and the future. But well, now it's the present. But anyway, whatever. But if you were just going to read two stories, I would read All Hail Megatron and Last Stand of the Wreckers, because after you read those two, you're going to go back and read it all. There's just no way around it. And you can't start reading the new stuff because you have to read the old stuff to understand some of the new stuff. So it's just like one of those things. It's like, right, start at the beginning and just suffer through it, soldier. Like if you don't like it, it's going to get better. Trust me. It's just like marriage. IDW is like marriage. There, I said it.
I could argue that point.
Well, you stop reading after a certain point anyway.
Nicely done. How far did we take that before? Also, real quick, I want to make one more amendment. Antoine did send a picture of a color shot of the Voss, and if that is the way it turns out, that will satisfy all of my issues. They made the chin strap super big. They overemphasized it, but it's not as distracting as the smile. So yeah, to get back on track, does anyone else have any insight as to where to start with the comics, Justin?
No, I think you guys pretty much nailed it. I don't have anything else to add.
So. Copy that. Our good friend James asks, what's the bigger draw, the anticipation or the acquiring of the figure? And I struggle with this myself.
I don't know.
I did a skit on it. Because Greg and I had talked about this before, so I did a skit kind of in vein of the conversation we had, where it's like, shut up, Matt, where it's like, it's like, you know, all you can talk about is that figure that's coming. You know, it's coming. Oh, here's the tracking number. Uh-oh. Okay, it's in Missouri. It's in Baltimore. It's okay. It's coming to my house. It's, you know, and then you get it and you're like, and there he is, and you transform and that's awesome. You transform back. That's awesome. And on the shelf he goes. And what's coming next? You know, and for me, I gotta be honest. Like, 80% of the time, it's the anticipation. There are a few pieces that once I acquire them, they continue to like grab me every time I walk past them. Scoria is one of those pieces for me. Masterpiece Soundwave is one of those pieces for me. MP10 is one of those pieces for me. Actually, oddly enough, Masterpiece Blue Streak is one of those pieces for me. Like every time I walk by them, I just want to pick them up and fiddle with them a bit, so to speak. And Feral Rex is one of those pieces. You know, like, so there are some, it's just like there's plenty, like, you know, the Fans Project Insecticons, they just sit.
Yep.
You know, there's a, my Make Toys Fallen, he sits in the back of a dark shelf and he's all black. Every now and then I catch a little red tint or orange tint.
Hey, I told you. I told you.
Yeah, no, you did. You were dead on with that one.
He's super cool for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. Mm. So, like, 80% of the time for me, I would say it's the anticipation, but that 20% is an awfully rewarding 20%, and that's my views. Anybody got
mine? I think mine.
I'll go after Greg. Sorry.
Matt, you go ahead. I'll go after you actually, because I've been sure? Stepping over for you. Yeah, you go.
No,
you go
first. All right, man. I don't care.
There might be danger. You go first.
Okay. Well, I know. I'll just agree with Bobby. I mean, me and Lisa were talking about, you know, everybody knows I have a second job at, you know, Best Buy, and it helps fund, you know, my collection and everything. Well, you know, I've been doing this for like over a year now, and two jobs are just, you know, killing me. So if I quit my job, I had to stop, you know, collecting Transformers. But I tell her, I'm like, look, I get happy when I get something. She's like, yeah, you're happy for about 20 minutes, then you want another hit. And I'm just like, well, yeah, but I mean, I'm still happy. But it's like, you know, it's never going to stop. So, you know, I would say the anticipation is what really gets me. But like you said, Bobby, when you pick up something, you're like, okay, I want something else. Like, yeah. When is my next pre-order coming out? When yeah. Can I go to the store and get something? But, you know, nothing's ever at the store anyways. But I'm just saying, when's my next pre-order coming out? When can I ship my pile of loot? You know, well, so, you know.
Just to piggyback off you real quick, I got to be honest, I enjoy the hunt more than I enjoy the in-stock notification on my phone. Granted, it sucks constantly going into stores and constantly walking out empty-handed. But when you do find something, that shit feels like the fucking 4th of July. It feels like you're 6 years old and nobody told you that Christmas was today. You thought it was going to be tomorrow, and all of a sudden it's Christmas by accident.
Well, now, yeah. can I actually feed in, or can I add some onto that, or not add, but ask you something?
Of course.
Remember what I said earlier about the Hasbro stuff, like, doesn't even fucking excite me anymore? Do you still have that feeling now, in today's toy market climate?
It's rare. Like, for instance, when I found those Marvel Legend exclusives at Target, like, I was pretty happy, because I just figured I would never come across them and then have to pay some over ridiculous charge to get, you know, the Marvel girl or Miss Marvel, which is the one I really wanted.
Carol Danvers.
But let me think what's the last figure that, like, when I walked in, I was like, fuck, they have them. I think it was probably Sandstorm. Like I searched high and low for him, and especially because someone on TFW got theirs and posted that they were from my city. So then, like, I was like, well, fuck, that bitch is out. So I was everywhere looking for it, and I finally came across it, and I did. It was awesome. Most of the other stuff, like, even, like, the Whirl, because I don't get much Hasbro stuff, like, that I'm really excited about. So, like, the Whirl I was kind of excited about, but I got him from HTS.
Oh, God, I paid something for that fucking – I paid way more than I want to admit for that Whirl, and he's just sitting around here. Like, I could probably fucking pick up fucking 30 of them if I wanted to.
Yeah. I mean, like you were saying, Greg, used to be, you know, when they would come out stuff, it was fine. But now it's just, you can't find shit. Like I said, I pre-ordered Brainstorm because I know it's going to be probably February before I even see him here. And that's in Arkansas. I know y'all get things quicker than I do, but... You know, I'm going to mainly just pre-orders, you know, and ordering stuff online.
That's Ohio. I just can't find better shit. Market.
What's that?
I said us in Ohio. That's a better market than Arkansas.
Yeah. I mean, so, you know, like I said, I can wait. You know, that's fine and dandy. You can wait. But, God, that's, like I said, February, I may see Brainstorm maybe in the stores. But, you know, I could already, you know, pre-order them right now and get them later, you know, sooner than everything. So... It just, but when I do find something, it does feel good, but it's a dime a dozen. I don't find very much for stuff around here.
Well, and that's with that Brainstorm actually for me, and we're getting way off the question here, but just because I want to get this out, just said Brainstorm. Well, no, it's not you. It's I started it. With the Brainstorm, like, I want to order them off Hasbro Toy Shop, but, like, I've got so much on my plate right now, like, I really don't want to spend that money now. And then it's like, well, do I want to risk not finding them in stores? And, like, I can get them. It's only going to cost me, like, $2 more. But then I go back to, like, and I mentioned Whirl. That's, I say that because I mentioned Whirl. Like, I paid almost $40 for Whirl. All said and done from Big Bad Toy Store.
Wait, how much?
Because of the way my pre-orders fell. They said Whirl wasn't going to come in for another month and a half, so I shit my pre-order. And then all of a sudden, Whirl hit, and that was the only thing I had. And so, and then there wasn't anything else on the horizon for, like, months. And I paid $29 for them, and then shipping from Big Bad Toy Store.
You said you ain't found, you know, you don't want to miss him or anything. I mean, recently, like, you know, the last 2 years. Have you not been able? Have you really? Has anybody really missed something?
That's what I'm getting to.
That's what I'm saying.
That was the thing with Whirl. Like, I didn't think I was going to be able to fucking find Whirl. I was like, everybody's going to eat him up because it's Whirl, and he's fucking hot right now in the comic, and, like, nostalgia people are going to, because he's got that G1 itch and blah 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 blah. And, like I said earlier, I could probably go and find 30 Whirls right now. And Brainstorm's not a figure. I don't need a Brainstorm. I have a Brainstorm. I just want to check this one out because it looks like it might, you know, have a couple things, you know. It's not something that, like, I'm serious about. This is not going to be my proper Brainstorm, as Bobby would say. He's never going to make it to the proper shelf, just because I have one. And so it's just me, like, talking myself up and getting myself in a tizzy, and, like, I don't need to be. Like, it's not something that, like, I even need to be worried about. So I had to stop myself. Like, I had him in my cart, and I was getting ready to check out, and I was logging into PayPal, and then I just closed the window. I was like, fuck it. Like, if I find him, I find him. If I don't, I don't. But I'm probably going to find him. It's like Roadbuster. There's 8 Roadbusters sitting at the store that's not even a full mile up the street from me right now. So, like, it's not going to be hard to find him.
Right.
What about you, Justin? Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I was actually going to answer the question. I was actually going to answer the question. How did I cut and now I forgot what the fucking question was at this point. Yeah, I remember I had something question. Picking up toys.
The anticipation or acquiring.
Oh, yeah. That's right, because I was thinking about what you said. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the things, I agree with what Bobby said. And we've talked about this before, as he mentioned. There's a lot of things I'm super excited about, and then when I get them, I play with them a couple times, and I either sell them or I put them up. The things for me that I pick up all the time, like, you know, he said he had his things that he walks by and he's got to fuck with them. The Masterpiece tapes.
Really?
That's something that, like, because, like, I can, if I see him, I'll pick him up, mess with one, because it doesn't take me a long time. And, like, if I'm going somewhere where I know I'm going to be bored, I'll throw a couple tapes in my pocket, and I got something to mess around with. Hercules is another one, and that's like that's a commitment to just pick up and mess around with. But like, if I know I got an hour to kill, I'll pick up Hercules and I'll break him down and transform him and put him back together again, put him on the shelf. There's a couple of things that like I still constantly play with, but there's definitely, I think the anticipation and the chase is a lot more important sometimes. I'm not saying it's more important, but I think in the end it ends up being overwhelming the catch. So, and then I sell it and I get made fun of because I sell my shit. Because if I don't like it, I sell it. And yeah,
well, not now, money bags.
All right, money bags, Mister. How many G1 Star Streams do you have now?
Four.
So, I mean, you couldn't remember if that Takara one was one you had or not.
How many Thunderwings does everybody own?
I own enough that I can sit spread eagle on the floor and be content for 3 hours.
Justin can answer. What about you, Justin?
I don't know. I do want to interject that at one point when Greg was talking about the things that he was always playing with, I thought we were talking about his penis there for a second, but
it probably was eventually. I mean, he was going to talk about it.
And then what was the question? No, but I don't know. I guess it's the anticipation is a lot of it because you want to see how it is, and you know, once I get it, can't say I'm not excited for it, but it's definitely an excitement that doesn't last forever in most cases. Yeah. So it's usually the build up and then, you know, the end result that I look forward to most.
Yeah.
There are those things you just can't resist playing with every time you get a chance to put your hands on them. So.
And that's Greg's penis.
It's not my penis. Close.
Antoine, what about you, buddy?
Anticipation of something new coming in. And
Yep. Pretty well done. So, Holson asks, our good buddy Holson, asks,
hello.
First I'd like to say, whenever I mention Holson, I like to say, gimmick shit, because that was awesome when he said that, which is, Swedish for gimmick shit. Holson says, what are your thoughts on the Death Head figure? Would you like to see more human figures, like, for instance, Headmaster, Power Masters, the way they looked in the comics, or Master Force? I will go first and say I would love it. I would love if Hasbro did that and put it out with some, like, the stuff that they're doing. So, Antoine or Matt, one of you guys is really loud right now.
Yeah, damn Falcon, assault the fucking character later.
But, like...
Matt.
Holy shit,
Matt.
My bad. You're excited about riding in the car.
I'm sorry.
Head out the window there, I guess.
I hit a bridge. I'm sorry.
Every time he gets excited, he puts his microphone out the window. So, I love... Now, I know that Legends people hate the Universe line, and I get it. But the stuff that they're doing with those 3 3/4 is pretty brilliant. Like, they're probably the most detailed. I'm not going to give them the most points on sculpts because I think that Star Wars has them beat in that department. But the most detailed, painted, and definitely the most articulated 3 3/4 figures I've ever played with ever. And I would love if they did, like, a series of them. Like, I mean, that's something that Hasbro could easily do, and they could even gear it towards the collector's market, and it would be fantastic.
Okay, that shit's fucking like.
I had to hang up.
Overwhelming the call at this point.
Yeah, I had to hang up on him.
Do it. Okay. Poor man. Hail Hasbro.
So yeah, I agree with that.
What I said.
Oh god.
He's back. He's like a curse.
Matt.
What?
Matt, yeah. Like
mute your phone.
Mute the phone.
Okay, I did. My bad.
You got a case of the fucking fear corpse, don't you, buddy?
Okay, so did what I said come through all right?
No.
Or no?
Sure.
Okay,
yeah.
I would love for them to do a 3¾ line of Transformer human figures or human-esque figures, biped type figures. The stuff that they've done with their Universe line from Marvel, I know it's a slap in the face to Legends collectors, but they are very detailed and probably the most highly articulated 3¾ figures I've ever messed with ever. And I would love for them to do it. They could gear it towards the collector's market. It'd be an easy cash in. Everybody would get it. I would be in full favor, especially if they did like, you know, Dr. Arkham, just a whole human cast of Transformers. I think that would be incredible.
Yeah. I'll be in for that for sure. That'd be awesome to get.
Yeah.
And I agree with that scale because, like, it's not perfect, but, like, you could argue, like, well, why didn't they make a Marvel Legends Death's Head? And that would just be too way out, like, off. Like, 6-inch is kind of hard to, like, justify, but 3¾ with most of the figures that are out now, like, you could justify that. And I actually just got Death's Head yesterday. I mean, he's fun. Like, I've been messing with him and posing him and putting him with my, well, my season 3 cast, which is basically the Marvel UK, like the cast from those stories. So,
yeah.
I would be down for like a Circuit Breaker and a what was the Witwicky, the Circuit Smasher or whatever, and
Circuit Breaker.
Well, no, there was Circuit Breaker, but then there was Circuit Smasher. Was Spike in the future?
Yes,
or Daniel?
I think it's Spike.
Back in the future, yeah, that was from like Regeneration 1 and all that shit. And like your HG Blackrock and like, you know, there's just minor characters. Hell, I'd love a fucking an old Snake figure or like RC Springer and Hot Rod as or Rodimus as humans. Any of that stuff
already exists,
huh?
Old Snake already exists.
Well, it's Cobra Commander. You just got to be creative.
But exactly.
I'm not creative. I just want to go buy one. I want to buy. I want to buy 3 to sell on eBay and 1 to open. I mean 3 to keep mint in package. Sorry, and then 1 to open. Sorry.
So,
actually,
yeah.
I have a Cobra Commander.
You?
I should give that to him.
What about you, Justin?
I'd be interested in it. I guess. I'm not necessarily needing 3¾ representations of everyone, but I wouldn't mind having them. I mean, especially the G1 cast, I'd probably be in on them, but they wouldn't be a super high priority for me. I think the Death's Head's cool, but again, same thing, not a super high priority for me at this point.
I would take a chip chase. I didn't add, but I want his leg joints to be the tightest fucking joints I've ever had on a figure, befitting of his character.
Such that they break if you try to move them? Okay.
No. I mean, I want him to stand against, like, a hurricane. Like, I want that to be befitting of G1 Chip Chase. Like, acid rain, whatever. Got to catch a football. Got to catch a – what was it he had to catch? Whatever. He stands straight up. Who cares? Like, I want the Chip Chase figure to be, like, the physically strongest figure that I own. I want to have ratchet joints. How about that? I want to have ratchet joints. Anyway, whatever. Bobby got it. Because he giggled. I think he got what
yes,
I was.
No, I loved it. I loved
yeah.
it. So,
good ratchet.
I do love a good ratchet. And might I say that I look forward every week to seeing what title Justin chooses for each episode and the intro, I must say.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
With that being said, shout outs to Fear Corpse and The Chosen Prime and Dub K Toys, Kuma Style, I Am Ratchet, Third Party Crashers, third party Transformer Crashers, TF Prototype. They are on Facebook. They're an easy like. You know, definitely go to their page and give them a like. And they support us a fucking ton. So if you're into the type of shit that we talk about, you're more than likely going to be into the type of shit they talk about. So definitely check them out because they are they've been a huge help. And with that, I want to say happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you get all your little Black Friday wishes and desires, your copy of whatever bullshit DVD you're looking for $3.
Not getting stabbed at Walmart.
Remember not getting stabbed at Walmart. As all, let me, you know what? I didn't do it last week, so let me make sure I do it this week. You can find us. Bobby. You can find us outside of Matt's window in his car. You can also find us at YouTube.com. Matt, you're killing me. YouTube.com/ShatterCastUncut. Podomatic.com/ShatterCastUncut. Facebook.com/ShatteredCast. Twitter at SHATTERDCAST. Tumblr at shattercast.tumblr.com. Blogspot at www.shattercastuncut.blogspot.com. We have new blogs from Greg for Mercy this week for his TFCon update volume 2. I got to share that on Facebook. I've forgotten to do it. And our Gmail is shattercastonline@gmail.com.
Sorry, I didn't mean to fuck you up. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine. We're also on Instagram. We're on Player FM. We're on Stitcher. We're everywhere that we can figure out a place to be. So, yeah. What do you got, Greg?
Oh, I was just going to add in there, scrawled on the wall at the glory hole at your favorite adult bookstore. I was going to slip that in there, but I kind of fucked that all up. But,
oh, man, there's this place, right? Real quick, this is a good story. this guy I know is like, I'm going to say he's a homophobe, but I don't mean that in like that he hates gays or any of that, because he's not like that at all. He's just, but he is like, it is very strange to him, and he is very like, he's afraid of homosexuals, right? Of the male variety.
Would you say that he's in that like pre-fear leads to hatred stage of the dark side?
Yes, if there was that, he'd definitely be in that. But he's been afraid for so long, and I'm not sure. He's not really a hateful person. He's just – like, he wants you to live and let live and all that kind of stuff. He's not going to be out there with the Westboro Baptist Church or anything. He's just – you know, he's just scared.
He's, like, so too scared. Okay, I gotcha.
Well, he's an older man now. But in his younger days, he used to go down to Baltimore Street. And if you've ever been to the Baltimore area, you know Baltimore Street. It is a it is in its glory days, so to speak. It was 3 or 4 blocks of strip clubs and under the table brothels, for lack of a better term. And then it ends, ironically enough, at a police station. But he was like an addict of these strip bars as a young man when he was old enough to get in them. And he would tell me, can't, like, you know, I used to go during the day by myself. Which is funny to me. So anyway, he went into one of these porno booths one time, put in some coins and was able to gonna watch some flicks and I guess do whatever he was gonna do. And the next thing he knew, this little door opened up on his right side, and it was like this the way they had him was you could open up this panel and you could see through to the person next to you, like a big like 2x2 type of hole, you know, with this piece of plexiglass in it. And you know, he says he ran out of there and all that, and we said that he does, but we call him the buddy booth, which I think is just funny terminology. I guess it sounded funnier before I said it. Anyway, as always, be good to yourselves and each other, and for Primus's sake, please collect responsibly and out of here.
You've been shattered.